With its moniker, The End of the Road, Homer has been the end point of many journeys over the years. One of the more unusual and daunting trips came to a close last Friday afternoon on the Homer Spit. KBBI's Aaron Selbig was there and has the story.
I caught up with Matt Montavon on the Homer Spit Trail near the Kevin Bell Hockey Arena.
Hi, Matt. Aaron Selbig from KBBI.
Right on.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You're almost there.
Yeah, just about, you know. Yeah, it's been quite a trip.
How do you feel at this point?
I feel like I'm finally in shape to run 30 miles every day, actually, you know. I worked out a few of the kinks, you know, the past 1,000, and now I actually feel pretty good.
Montavon really did walk an average of 30 miles a day, every day, for 38 days straight. His mission, to raise awareness and money for the nonprofit Wounded Warriors Project, took him on an 1,100-mile run from the Prudhoe Bay oil patch town of Dead Horse all the way to Homer. He pushed all of his gear the whole way on a used baby stroller he got at a thrift store. The stroller is looking pretty beat up now. The left rear wheel is wobbling badly, and there are a couple of telltale duct tape fixes here and there. Montavon added some length to the stroller's handles by adding a pair of ski poles. He says the whole thing survived the trip pretty well.
You know, for $30, it's holding up pretty awesome.
Yeah.
This tire just kind of blew out this morning, about 10 miles out of town, but, you know, it's rolling. It got me here. I don't think it would have taken another 100 miles or anything, but seems like when it breaks down in the most convenient spots. I broke an axle outside of Fairbanks, and there was a super nice guy who, like, stopped right away, was heading to Fairbanks, and came back that evening, and I was back on the road. Adding the ski pose helps me not break out of my form so much with my arms, you know, and you know, I can push it against my stomach a little bit too to help go on, you know, get my arms going a little bit more.
Montavon is traveling light on the last leg of his journey, packing just the essential camping gear, food, and fuel. It wasn't like that in the beginning, though, when he took off out of Dead Horse in a blinding snowstorm with temperatures hovering around 5 degrees. Montavon is tall and athletic. His day job is guiding mountain climbers up Denali. Running 30 miles a day necessitates a lot of calories, he says, up to about 5,000 calories a day, in fact, which when you're literally on the run leads to a diet that sounds maybe not so athletic.
I eat a lot of frosted mini wheats and chocolate, fruit snacks, peanut butter, Nutella. I always want the food that I don't have, you know?
Right.
You know, I eat a lot of junk food, really, you know, just the kind of high cal, lighter weight type of stuff.
There's not a huge crowd waiting for Montavon at the end of the Homer Spit. Except for a couple of newspaper and radio stories, his trip was one without a lot of fanfare. There are at least two people, however, that he has definitely inspired.
When I grow up.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
That's really
Can I
cool.
Hug you?
Yeah,
that's right. So cool.
Right on.
I saw you and your little thing, and I was like, that's him.
Oh,
and
that's really cool.
That's so cool. Can
right
I have
on.
Your autograph?
Sure.
Oh my God. I'm so excited right now.
Oh, that's really cool. What's your name?
Courtney.
Right on,
yes.
Courtney.
Montavon was inspired himself when he first guided a group of injured military veterans up Denali with Alaska mountaineering adventures.
You know, it was my first time on the mountain as well, and I was just taken back by, you know, their determination and just, and how strong and positive these individuals are. And, you know, let alone the personal sacrifices that they make for us, they're really a pleasure to be around in the mountains. And I just thought it'd be great, you know, that I could actually be able to give something to them. They've done so much for us.
Matt Montavon's website, EndorphinChase.com, is still raising money for the Wounded Warriors Project. As of Friday, he was up to about $4,000. As we near the Homer Harbor, where Montavon's wife had parked their car and was waiting for him, he suddenly decided he was
awesome.
Done.
Well, don't let me hold it back and run if he wants.
Hey, I'm done running for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to walk to the closest place I can get a burger for the most part.
Okay.
And so the end of one man's truly epic journey across Alaska ended, you guessed it, at the Glacier Drive-In Burger Joint on the Homer Spit. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.